Wonderful. Guys, this is National Consultant Maqsood Mir. I'm actually interviewing a gentleman tonight, and thank you very much, Brian. Brian McClure has honored me by allowing me to host this call there for the last few weeks, and more prayers to him and his wife, Betsy, for early recovery. But this has given us the opportunity to feature some talents in Ambit Energy who normally don't get featured easily. That, you know, they deserve it, but sometimes they don't get featured in it. So I'm very honored to have this gentleman featured on tonight's call. This gentleman's name is Aldridge Luther Jack. He's a Pure Energy Award winner. He's a SC Dream Team winner, and he's a friend of mine, and he's won many other awards. And this gentleman has, you know, paid me a visit. We spent a weekend together learning from each other about Ambit Energy, how to build a business. So the reason for me interviewing Aldridge is that so you can understand the depth of knowledge that this gentleman has, the amount of perseverance that he has shown in this business, and the ability for him to lead an organization while holding a full-time position. And he's going to go into a lot of different things. We're going to ask him a few questions about his social media presence. But also, so without further ado, Aldridge, I want you to tell us a little bit about how your beginnings happened. And then you are a pedigreed consultant. You're in Rose and Kevin Duncan's business. So no one can fail in their business. So just tell me how you started and what kept you going, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for allowing me to share my story with you, and thank you on behalf of Mir and also Brian, and I want to thank my upline, which is Kevin and Rose Duncan, National Consultants, and my sponsors, which are Julia and Emerson Fuentes. And the way I got started in this business was it was back in December of 2017. We used to go to the gym all the time. I was a top elementary school teacher. My passion was working out, trying to get my body back in shape while juggling, trying to, you know, do the teaching at school. And then after I teach from school, I had my own personal tutoring business that I did at Starbucks. So Starbucks loved me because I always had kids coming in after 5 o'clock with their parents and they were spending money. And so Julia told me at the gym at the time, I knew her and Emerson. Emerson was there also too, but Julia was the person that normally, you know, she would say, "Hey, how are you doing? Good morning, everybody." She would work out with us because, you know, she was there working out. Emerson actually was working at the gym. So when Julia told me that, you know, one day that she said her niece and nephew was having issue with, you know, in school and they needed some help tutoring, that's how I got kind of exposed to the business, because you have to buy into what people are doing or what they believe they are working on that they're so passionate about. And she and Emerson knew that was my passion, helping, you know, anybody in elementary, high school, middle school who needed help with tutoring. And that's what was my calling was, you know, from God at that time, because my mom was a toddler teacher for 32 years. So when she told me, she says, "Hey, my niece and nephew are struggling." She goes, "I really need your help." She goes, "I heard really good things about your tutoring business." That's what she did. She focused on, like I tell people, on what people are passionate about at that time. I'm passionate about tutoring and helping people. So, of course, she asked for my business card. I gave it to her. She did not call me back for 3 weeks. She said she was scared. It took her 3 weeks before she actually called me back. She called me back up. I spoke with her on the phone. I was like, "Why did you not call me right away? You said your niece and nephew needed help." She was like, "Yeah." She goes, "We've been so busy." But I told her, I said, "Great, I need some test scores." So I said, "Give me the test scores, how they did on the last little test, so I know what to look at to kind of give them an analysis. So when you send that over to me via text or it could be email," I said, "once we meet in person after I finish tutoring on a Friday night at Starbucks, we can go over it so I can show you how I can help your niece and nephew." But of course, she said at the very end of the conversation, she says, "Besides my niece and nephew needing help," she says, she goes, "I'm also very passionate about something else that I really, really want to share with you that may or may not change your life," is what she said. And at that time, I told her, I said, "Well, I'm honored that you want to share something else with me besides you need my help for tutoring." But I said, "I had 3 bad experiences with people trying to recruit me for Primerica." So I said to her on the phone, I said, "If this is Primerica, I don't want to do it." I said, "I had 3 different approaches, and I don't want to do this no more with Primerica." And she said to me, "This is something better that is not Primerica, and I know you will like it." And that's how she got me interested at that time.
Wow, that's awesome. Kudos to Julia, because look at their business now, because you came in. You're an executive consultant, sir. So So Aldridge, I was going to ask you about, you know, how you developed that mentality to be visible. How did you learn that? I mean, you were a teacher, and what did it help you in here, in Ambient Energy? How did it help you, like, being a teacher?
Yeah, being a teacher, you have to be very structured. You have to be very organized. So, of course, you know, the book I send you, which you know the name of the book I send you right the way, our principal at my new school, she made sure that we had to read that book, and it's called The Energy Bus. If y'all don't know that book, that is my favorite book that I share with every consultant that joins my team. It's called The Energy Bus, and the author name is John Gordon, and John is spelled J as in John, O as in Ox, N as in Nancy, and it's Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. He is the one that I actually quote every single day. You have to emulate somebody that you're passionate about. This man is so positive that book I read that year when we were going back to that second year at that new school, she wanted everybody on the team to be on the same page. So that book, for me, it changed my life because it gave me the opportunity to stay positive when I was going through any kind of adversity. My mom was diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's, 2015. I got the call in 2018. She's being rushed to the hospital for a blood transfusion. But that book always tells you how to stay positive. And one thing you want to do while you're on the call, you want to follow me on social media. So if you are on Instagram, I post everything, my activities, my quotes of the day for my affirmation. So my Instagram handle is the little at sign, and it's the word teacher. That's spelled T-E-A-C-H-E-R. And my favorite numbers are 4288. Once again, on Instagram, it's at teacher 4288, because I even posted right before we jumped on the call, I'm going to talk about today the anchor chart that I use, which is a chart paper that tells my consultants how to give them different ideas to do things as a customer or a consultant. If you follow me on my page, I post the anchor chart there already before we jumped on this call at 9 o'clock. But back to what you're saying, Mir, that was the book that changed my life, because he said no matter what you're going through, always stay positive. Always try to do whatever you can to, you know, be the bigger person or stay positive. So me being structured at the school already was a foundation for me. What I like about Julia and Emerson was Julia and Emerson told me you have to stop watching TV. I was always a big fan of the Real Housewives of Atlanta or like anything dealing with MTV. On Sunday nights, I'll watch probably reality shows all day long and during the week. The one thing that they helped me was they were like, they stopped watching TV and they focused more on personal development every day, but like during the times when you want to watch TV, that's when they did it more. So even though I was reading books at the school and teaching people all the time, my downtime, I kind of like wanted to watch shows or watch TV and stuff like that. But once I started cutting back on the cable and I didn't watch no movies and TVs, and I focused more on professional development, reading more books or listening to more interesting podcasts like John Gordon has a podcast or his positive affirmations every day, that's when my mindset started to shift to where my business started to grow, and I started thinking more as an entrepreneur instead of just like a W-2, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely, sir, absolutely. I mean, it enlightened me, Aldridge, because when you sent me the book and then you signed the book there, and this was before Ambition of last year. So, guys, I'm telling you how destiny works. I mean, when I go to Ambition, I read the book. Aldridge gives me the book there. I go to Ambition. On the last day, Vistra, president of Vistra Retail, Scott Hudson, gets up on the stage, and his entire speech there or his address to us was around the Energy Bus book. So I cannot tell you, you know, when the president of Vistra talks about the same book as my friend Aldridge, suggesting and giving me a book there. So guys, it's amazing what this gentleman has done. I am always enlightened by Aldridge, how he does this stuff. And he showed me his plans of how to do the sit-downs, the one-on-ones he does with the consultants and the training. It's basically an onboarding, step-by-step onboarding. Would you give us a little idea about that?
So that was created by Rose and Kevin Duncan, my wonderful national consultants, called the 72-Hour Success Sheet. And you can go find that sheet on their website, which is www.teamambit.com. And they do have a 72-Hour Success Sheet that was created by them. It's like a checklist that kind of gives you, within 3 days when someone joins the business, how, you know, they write down their why. They go over their website, they go over their, you know, C number, their password, how to log in, how to take the test and get certified. And then when you're there with them, you're actually planning the first five people that they come up as a list, a written list, that they and you are accountable together, where you can start making calls and model and show for them how to do it on the Zoom. You could do it face-to-face. You could do it on the phone, the conference call. But this sheet guides the consultant, and you hold them accountable of the training videos, show them how to get all excited and start on everything. So that sheet was created by our upline, which to me is a great resource, and I use it all the time. And that was a resource that I shared with you that I felt like it has even helped me grow my business even more, because it's a one sheet paper. It's not like you got all these papers that you got to keep in a binder, just one sheet that keeps you focused on what to get started right away and to be successful.
No, I have to tell you that, you know, my hats off to Rose and Kevin for developing many tools. And if you go to the Your Ambit page there, guys, it's an amazing, amazing plethora of tools that you don't have to recreate yourself. So, Aldridge, tell us a little bit about the visibility that we're talking about. Like, how do you stay so highly visible? I don't know whether it's a contest between you and Julia. You understand? If Julia is the most visible, you know, gorgeous lady out there. I mean, I don't know whether Emerson gets on the thing. I don't see his posts as much, but I think it rivals yours. Okay, I see your posts everywhere. What is your methodology in that? I mean, I know that you don't recruit personally that much from the web or from social media, but why do you do that, and what kind of benefits you get out of it?
So one of my consultants is on my team. His name is Randall Chestnut. He is my social media coach, which he is a social media guru. His name is Randall Chestnut, and the last name is Chesnutt. He's actually a good friend of Doug Parker. They used to own a credit repair business back in the days, like years ago. I met Randall at my previous title company I was at, and we just clicked. And for Randall, he told me that with social media, there's certain times and days and when you got to do certain things and just, you know, making sure that you are visible. But the class that I took from him, which I feel like it changed my life, is called the 9 Steps to the Perfect Marketing Campaign. And I probably done that class with him at least 4 or 5 times where I learned something new. But once you walk away from his class, he gives you a sheet, like a one-page sheet, kind of like Rose and Kevin, and it tells you the 9 steps that he teaches you that you're supposed to be doing that kind of gets you going. Like, think of your ideal client. So when you think of your ideal client, you have to target who is your ideal client you're going after. I was just talking to a lady today, and she's on the call. Her name is Brenda. She's not even on my team. She reached out to me on Messenger on Facebook while I was taking a nap, and she told me, she goes, hey, I'm on this other team. She says, you know, I'm getting help, but she goes, I want to do some different strategies, and I know the things that you're doing. And first thing I asked her, I said, who is your ideal client? Who are you going after? And she was like, I'm going after everybody on social media. I said, well, think about it. If you're going after everybody on social media and your leader is good at recruiting people off social media, which he did you, but if that's not your cup of tea, then you got to find out who is your ideal client. Like, for example, I told her, me, when I went to the title company, the reason why I paired up with the title company, because my ideal client was what? Realtors or anybody in real estate, you know, industry, because anybody in real estate, like realtors, they can refer you customers. I was giving her examples because that makes sense. I said, I go after investors. They can give you customers. Insurance agents, they can give you customers. Builders, they can give you customers. Law officers, they can give you customers. Credit repair, they can give you customers. Or any organization that you're giving back to, they can give you customers. So when I took Randall's class, he says, focus on your ideal client. I knew taking my job at the title company where I met Randall at, I was targeting what? Realtors, because like I told the girl, if you post on social media and say, who in my area, she says she's in Brownsville, right? that are realtors, well, guess what? They're going to comment back, and then she can go and sponsor or take them out to get coffee or donuts or whatever, and then she can share the opportunity with them, or she can ask them to refer her customers like that. So knowing your ideal client, I learned from Randall, was very important to me when I took a social media class. But the book that also helped me kind of narrow things down to stay structured for social media, and my second favorite book, which is called Ninja Selling, and Ninja Selling is by Larry Kendall, and Kendall is spelled K-E-N-D-A-L-L. There's four things that he teaches you as an acronym. He says that it's the word called is Ford, and Ford means F as in Frank, O as in Ox, R as in rabbit, D as in dog. So when you're talking to people, like I was talking to the girl Brenda today, I did the same thing with her. I said, how's your family? She told me they were from Brownsville. I said, great. I said, what is your occupation? She told me I'm a stay-home mom. I said, what is your recreational? She says, we like to go do things, activities. She says, with my kids, because I'm a single parent. I said, what is your dream? She says, my dream to make sure I have financial freedom. So my girls, when they grow up, she says, we can be able to go anywhere we want, like travel the world. So I told her the two things that the book teaches you after you do that acronym in Ninja Selling, you're listening for what, pain or pleasure? So I told her, I said, have you ever thought about, when I'm coaching, I said, you're targeting people on social media like your wonderful upline, but you told me you are a single mom. So I said, have you ever thought about targeting or talking to other people who are successful in our business who are single moms or moms that work from home? So the first person I came to my mind that I remember that she's so helpful helping people is Elsa Marino, because Elsa is a stay-home mom, and I remember that she's so good about helping anybody that want to get tips on that. So that's the beauty of this business, us helping everybody. But back to what you said to social media with the Ninja Selling, I feel like when the book teaches you that acronym and you're not coming across as a salesperson, you come across as a problem solver. The book said if the people know, like, trust, and flow with you, flow means it's talking about what type of communication. Is it through Instagram? Is it through Facebook? Is it through LinkedIn? Is it through, you know, Twitter? If you're targeting people for social media, you got to make sure that you know their flow of communication first before you try to pitch them for some kind of, you know, opportunity, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, sir. I mean, guys, these are nuggets, guys. It's absolutely, you know, undeniable nuggets. I mean, I can tell you that you don't have to reinvent the wheel when you listen to Aldridge. So, Aldridge, my next question is basically, I know that you are always present in social media. I mean, and you're always doing that. That's one of your building methods. But you also do tremendous amount of volunteer work. You also are participating. You are raising funds. You are donating books. I watch you on Facebook all the time. You're helping people in different organizations. How do you find time between keeping a full-time position and then plus building Ambit Energy and then all this volunteering that you do, sir? And I know the benefits. You're reaping the harvest, sir.
Yeah, you just got to, you have, when you love serving care, what John Gordon say, your business will organically grow. So if you have people on your team and when you're coaching them and talking to them, all you got to do is ask them, say, basically, what do you like to do for your recreational, right? And I'll speak of Kaya. Kaya told me she's a single parent. She said she goes to a lot of her organization's events, she says, for her kids because she wants to incorporate her kids on learning how to give back at a young age, right? So 2 weeks ago, we went to the pop-up shop, and it was at one of the breweries, and it was like for young entrepreneurs showing kids what they could do in, you know, fashion. It can be, you know, selling toys or starting a lemonade stand. And when we went, we just went on behalf of donating books because, you know, as a former teacher, there's always free books that you can give to kids or go read with kids, which I think that's very important for me. So we decided to go give away books to the kids, and the kids got a chance to go to her booth for her kids where they were selling the toys. We just incorporated that, and we donated actually two toys to the actual organization to raffle off for the kids, and then the parents were stopping by just to get education on how to save money on their electricity bill, which we had proof because We showed right there how Kaya and myself, we both switched from our previous provider, which we both had Reliant, over to Amber Energy, and we showed the savings on our papers. So basically, we incorporated both of those. So when you're giving back and people see how you're giving back to the kids, then the parents want to come and support and see how they can help support the organization as well. And that's what we like to do.
That's amazing, sir. That is amazing. So when you started AMBIT, was AMBIT going to be something that you were going to progress into full-time as time went along? I mean, you're an executive consultant. Have you ever thought about going full-time in AMBIT, sir?
I've been thinking about it, but at the end of the day, like the way Emerson says it, don't quit your job until you know you have enough to where you can go into it full-time. As for me right now, I am working AMBIT part-time. That's why I tell people you don't have to work AMBIT full-time, but you do have to take this seriously. And it's like what Rose said. Rose said that you got to stop. You got to start being a leader. Being a leader means every day you have to be proactive. You have to make sure that you are doing something for your business. You have to, you know, brand yourself. You know I'm contracted with a title company. It's 9 to 5. I know anything after 5 o'clock on the weekends, I can brand myself by wearing my shades that say AMBIT or wear my hat or a T-shirt. So for me, just making sure that I got that extra $100 to $200 per week, that was my goal when I joined AMBIT, right? And when I surpassed that, I was like, wow, this is something I can see myself doing full-time, but at this time, I'm still doing it at the part-time base. I just barely launched my new LLC, which is called Bless. And it's called consulting, and it's called services, LLC. And I was able to donate $500 back to an organization this past weekend, the HBREA, which is the Houston Black Real Estate Women's Council. I was able to give a $500 scholarship to somebody who's trying to pursue their career in the in a college. And for me, that was an honor to have my own LLC, which I started through the help of AMBIT to give back to the community. So when people see you giving back to the community, which I did, they already reached out to me and said, these people want to learn more about AMBIT. They want to know how can they get these kids that are graduating from high school and they are looking to find a job during the summer and start, you know, building their, you know, residual income or learn about how residual income works. I'm excited that they're willing to meet with me. And I have so many parents already reached out to me saying they want to learn more about AMBIT and how I can help them educate, you know, the kids and themselves on saving money on a bill that they got to pay the rest of their life. So thinking outside the box, that's what you got to do when you're a consultant. Don't think that you have to do exactly what Julia is doing or what Rose is doing or what, you know, Amir is doing. Try to think outside the box by collaborating with your team, and then you tweak and do it whatever works best for you, if that makes sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If we all could manage our time as well as you do, I think we would be all NCs and beyond, sir, and millionaires, and I think. So take their advice. The thing is, your upline decides a lot in the beginning, but then you don't really need the upline. You have created your own structure and everything. So I ask people, you know, they help a lot of people outside their own business. And you are one of the most effective in that. You go help anybody and everybody, doesn't matter what team, you're blind to the downline. So how do you prioritize your business versus helping others? Because there's need. There's need everywhere. Your own team needs you, and then also your outside team, your foster teams need you. So how do you prioritize that, sir?
Okay, great question. So I have a planner, which I have in front of me, and there's a book that's called The One Thing, and it's by Gary Keller, and he teaches you in the book what I used to do wrong for myself as a teacher. They have what is called a to-do list, right? Well, in the book called The One Thing by Gary Keller, he teaches you how to do what is called a success list. So even every day in my planner, I write down success list. And when it says success list, you only put down the most important things that you must get done today. So, for example, I knew I had to go to the grocery store, right, just to go buy some detergent to do some clothes and, you know, go buy something I needed, one item to prepare my dinner. That wasn't a priority for me, so I didn't put it on my success list. that was just something I know randomly I would do on my own, right? But when you successfully put down on your success list things that they must get done, like no ifs, no buts, that means that you have to get those things done. So once I get those things done that are the mandatory things on that day, the other things like helping a foster teammate or parent or something like that, I didn't mind doing like today because I was resting today on a Sunday, but I still do help my team. And I do communicate with my team almost every day because we do have a group chat for regional consultants, senior consultants that I have directly that we communicate with. So every day I start off with, you know, good morning leaders, you know, here's what I'm doing today, da 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 da. Here are the activities I'm doing for today. If you want to join me, and I always give them a positive quote of the day, like an affirmation that I post on social media. Also, I post in the actual group chat with my regional consultants and my senior consultants. So we have to make sure that we stay all communicating. And the last book that I would say that helped me do exactly what I'm telling you also besides that, it's called The Compound Effect, and I'm sure you probably already read that book. That's by The Compound Effect is by he used to have the magazine for Success from Home, but he's the one that wrote that book too, and Darren Hardy is his name, and he's the one that tells you if you do baby steps, let them do by small little steps every day, like you start walking, and once you keep walking, and then you start running a little bit and you start picking up your pace where you can run a whole, you know, mile, then you'll see basically your organization start getting structured, but you have to have a system starting small, but once it gets, you know, systematic or once it gets organized, then it will eventually be more blossom to a nice structure organization, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, sir. I mean, you know, right now I can tell you the Energy Bus has helped me a huge amount. It's just, you know, it takes all the negativity out. And The Compound Effect was one of the first books that I read after joining Ambit. And it has helped me hugely, sir. So I'm a big fan of that book. So thank you very much. You know, Aldridge, I was going to ask you something. And this is something that, you know, you can talk about a little bit. I think so. It's not only for the money that you do this business. I mean, you do it basically for helping people. And I have noticed it all along in the last 2-3 years that I've known you. It's just you love to help people, and, you know, you don't look at just the money in making an Ambit. What are your goals, sir? What do you want to do? I mean, do you want to grow your team to 10,000, 20,000 people strong, or do you want to earn your yellow jacket? I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, people fight between that. I have had that fight. So do you have that? What is your
plan? I do have goals. One of my goals was to make sure I be financial freedom. So I'm still working on it this time. But also, I do want to be a motivational coach, which I am right now. But I want to be an international coach where I'm traveling the world. I want to do what John Gordon do. He travels the world. He's helping people. He's giving back. That's what I really want to do. So on my original vision board, which I'm sitting by in my kitchen today, I had a picture of Turks and Caicos back on my vision board that we did on January 6, 2018, I was able to manifest and take a trip to Turks just recently, right, on vacation. I was gone to the beautiful islands, and I put that on my vision board in 2018, and I made it come to life. So doing vision boards every year, that's helped me grow. This year, I put the 5-star trip on my vision board, right? And so far, my team and I have been working together. As of today, I'm in fourth place. So I was in second place last week. This week, I'm in fourth place. We're still working as a team. But for me, I really want to be financial freedom to where I can travel the world whenever I want. Don't have to be just a W-2 employee no more. And honestly, just live my best life, you know, helping people, but at the same time, also building my residual income and making sure that I can get people in the position where I am at right now. And I tell people, you can do it. You just got to have a right mindset, and you got to have the right people you surround yourself with. If you keep surrounding yourself with people who don't want to invest $115 in a business that can make them a lot of money, then something's wrong with them, because at the end of the day, you cannot beat it now, because so many people are losing their jobs and they can't find a job. And with Ambit, you're so flexible, you could do Ambit from anywhere. That's why it's called mobile money, because you can use your phone. So to answer your question, yes, I do have goals. I do want to go on the five-star trip. Yes, I do want to be on the magazine still, but my ultimate goal is to help people across the world by being financial freedom and traveling the world.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Aldridge, I'm not wanting you to divulge all your techniques and the thing there, but I want to mention to people the way Aldridge teaches people with that. Last year at Ambition, I was privy with a bunch of my team members to get a private training from Aldridge. And we, sat up in his room, talked about, we had a group of people there that were with us, and he went step by step on what he does in the training. So would you elaborate on that, sir?
Absolutely. So I did post on social media, and they are on Instagram. I did put the actual chart. It's called an anchor chart paper. But with the anchor chart paper, it basically breaks down different ways of skills that you could teach real quickly by putting this on a chart paper. So, for example, when I used to teach school for HISD, and I was teaching independent school district, and every week we had a newsletter. You would send on a newsletter to the parents, and if you were saying, for example, we were talking about in math regrouping. Well, that's not the word what they called when I was going to school. It was called just, borrowing. That was it. So to teach a new skill of how to subtract or add, which is called regrouping now, you just get a chart paper and you use different color Sharpies to keep the engagement, right? And I took that same skill that I used to teach kids, I just did it on a chart paper for adults in Ambit is what I did. So on the post that I posted to my Instagram, which went to my personal Facebook, and my Instagram is teacher4288, you can see the example that I posted to share with you all. So for example, if I'm working with a consultant or like I shared with Brenda today, who's from Brownsville, I said on the anchor chart paper, when you look at it, I said it's going to give you different examples of what to say to a customer, what to say to a consultant, if that kind of makes sense, right? So when you look at the anchor chart and you pull it up, the whole thing that you want to do, you want to look at, I said, are you targeting customers right now? Are you targeting consultants? She says, I need consultants. She says, in the business. She goes, I'm getting customers easily. So if you look at the chart, you go to the right of the chart because it's two sides, left side, right side. The right side was in the color blue. And it says real quick, it gives an example. The first one says, I just started a side hustle making some extra money with my business partner. I could say Kevin Duncan. I don't know what I'm doing, so is it okay that I get Kevin on the phone or give him your number so he can explain it to you? Remember, when I'm coaching people, you take the pressure off of you, you put it on your upline. It could be your direct upline, it could be your foster people, somebody that's been in the business longer than you. When you start a new job, you're not going to know everything what to do. That's why you want to rely on the other people. That's people helping people. That's your upline to help you in that situation. If you don't like that example, there's another one on the right side in purple. It said, and this came from David Bowie. He says, if I can show you a way to make $100 in less than 30 minutes, would you take a look at what I'm doing? Now, remember, when I tried this strategy, I was at a Chili's restaurant. If you don't know what a Chili's restaurant is, it's a restaurant that you have a hostess that's standing up there for a period of hours, and they have to go sit you down and basically get a waiter for you, right? So I asked the lady while I was at Chili's waiting, I said, I'm just curious, how many hours does it take for you to make $100? She said it took her 5 hours to stand up there on her feet just to make $100. Well, think about it. That's $20 an hour. But if I can show her, after I got her name and number, and I show her the video and how to get started, and she can make $100 by she became her own first customer, and we got another customer for her right away. She literally made that $100 in less than 30 minutes. She was excited because why? I gave her an opportunity to make fun the money fast. And also she learned how to do what? A weekly income and also residual income. Now, if you're targeting customers, like you said, then on the left side, it gives you an example. It says, hey, Yvette, I have a business partner named Julia Fuentes that can help you set up your electricity services and save you money on your energy bill. Do you mind if I can give Julia your number so she can contact you? You take the pressure off of you. Remember, your upline can help do that for you because they've been in the business much longer. And then it looks like to the friend, you're not trying to get them to actually be a customer underneath yourself, but you're actually having somebody else that's on your team that's an expert to help them get that information and set them up, but then the upline is going to go back and help put that customer underneath yourself, so you're both making money, if that makes sense. If you don't like that example says, I started my own business as an energy broker with Ambit Energy. My business partner, it could be Emerson, has been doing this for over, 6 years? Do you mind sending me a picture of your electricity bill, front and back, so Emerson can help me practice analyzing your bill so I can sharpen my skills? And the reason why I use that one a lot, because I had one of my consultants named Angela. She said she never went nowhere where she got people who can be a potential customer. I asked her, I said, what do you do in your spare time, I said, with your kids? She says, my son goes to baseball practice every week. I said, well, Angela, have you ever thought about when you go into baseball practice with your son, there's people sitting on the bench. All you got to do is use that last example that we have in Orange. And I said, guess what? She got 4 electricity bills in less than 1 hour sitting there, and 2 of them were not in the contract, and she made her investment back in less than 30 minutes. So it does work. So those are kind of the examples that I use with my team to kind of have a structure anchor chart that could help them, guide them on ways they could start targeting customers, or you say consultants, if that makes sense, Mir.
Absolutely, sir. I mean, it was enlightening. I know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when Aldrich came to St. Louis, you know, those 2 days, he made a few anchor charts there for me, and he wanted me to know, and we ended up recruiting, and I just saw how powerful that is as a tool. And Ambit Energy has many, many tools, but I find Aldridge's anchor charts for training consultants, it's an amazing, amazing tool. And I don't know whether Aldridge can brand it, but I think I would brand it because I don't know. Guys, if you have an opportunity to meet him this year at Ambition, you know, take that opportunity to sit down with Aldridge and he will build your anchor chart. And I know that it's going to be helpful. I love that he does this hands-on with his consultants and thing there. So Aldridge, I don't want to take up your entire night, but we have many, many more questions. you know, we might leave it for another call. But the rest of the 5-10 minutes that we have, would you mind telling us what your plans are after Ambition? What are your goals prior to Ambition? You know, we're just about 35, 40 days away. And then what's your goals after that, sir?
Okay. So, yeah, my goal is to get as many people we can to Ambition. National consultants, Rose and Kevin Duncan will be there. My executive sponsors, Julia and Emerson Fuentes will be there and the rest of the team. And so the whole goal is even, you know, my direct downline team, I try to encourage people to come. One thing I do on my team personally is that I do get a guy's room and a girl's room for us as team members, right? So if someone tells me, hey, my money's kind of tight, I can't afford to get a room or this and that, we all kind of share the rooms together to kind of like just help support each other like that way. But I do have some consultants that order, they get their own rooms, but it's just me every year. I try to give back because I remember my first year when I started with, you know, the whole team, I didn't really have a place, you know, to stay that first year. And I remember someone on Kevin and Rose's team and Julian Emerson, they were nice enough to give us a space to where we could sleep on the floor or sleep on the couch or something like that, and gave a little money like that. So for me, giving back is what I always do. So that's how I kind of motivate a lot of my team members to do. And I just tell people it's very important to go to Ambition because I like what LaPita said. LaPita said on a power rally, she says that our Ambition 2022 is like the Oscars. It is. It's the Oscars of what? Ambit. And you get to meet everybody. It's like a Super Bowl, everybody across the world. And the thing is, you want to take pictures with the leaders that are actually the movers and shakers, who's actually, you know what I'm saying, they're talking the talk or they're taking action, they're doing it. So at the end of the day, you want to go build the rapport, build the relationship, sit down with people. I would love to meet you, love to help you, you know, do another small group, you know what I'm saying, how I use my anchor charts like I did with Mir and other people there this year, because I feel like it's important to share different ideas on how to build the business. Now, after when we finish leaving Ambition, that's when the real challenge starts, because then you got to know who's even more pumped up, who's more excited, what strategy you're going to do differently, how you're going to work the business, you know what I mean? And you got to be very excited about this, because if you're not excited by going to Ambition and meeting the leaders and meeting people across the world who is doing this every day, part-time, full-time, you know, maybe, you know, 5 to 10 minutes per day, there's something that you can always learn from somebody. I'm learning stuff every single day for somebody, and I'm a note taker, so I always have a planner with me, notebook. Also, I have a notebook to take notes. So for me, it's all about what can I do to learn and grow my business and do as much as I can to help other people grow their business too. So like I said, we're just getting started. The best is yet to come. We're barely over, 6 months? We still got, 6 more months in this year. Let's try to make our business grow so everybody can get to that next level they want in their career ambit, because we all have one dream in common, and that's doing what? Be financial freedom, if that makes sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, guys, we're gonna allow Aldridge to enjoy the rest of his night. I know I have many, many questions, and I'll invite Aldridge, if we have an ability, to do another call with him, and you'll learn as much more also. I think this was a fabulous, fabulous call. Next week, we have Mr. Jeremy Hennessy, Jeremy and Miyoshi Hennessy. They're another dynamic couple. I've been blessed with knowing them just a little bit. I just saw them rise up the ladder, and they helped many, many, many people. But you cannot avoid, you know, being successful in a pedigree team like Rose and Kevin's. And of course, you know, recruited by Julia and Emerson. I mean, they only recruit gold mines and things. So, Aldridge, I appreciate you taking so much time for us. And thank you very much, brother. I'm going to open up the line so that everybody can say thank you. And I appreciate you so much, so much. So, hold on 1 second, guys. Let me go ahead and open the lines up.